privilege, since it is a national security matter,
right.
I can't answer, then I'd be happy to refer it to the president for his decision as to whether I should answer it or not. But then I'm in no position to respond to it.
You are at your decision.
And then if he says, well, we'll have to go talk to the judge, I'll say, I think that's what we should do.
Get the judge to say this involved a
highly sensitive national security.
National security investigations involving leaks. Did you say that?
No. I would tell him what.
Security information.
And I'm just not at liberty.
That's right.
And the procedure we have in government for a thing like this is for the witness who's put a question like that to refer to the president for his personal review.
That's right.
And I'd like an opportunity for that to be done.
I don't see you being asked the question.
I think that's right, but that's the process that I think I have to follow.
I told him I'd like to have that. He said, well, what about all the nerves? I said, well, they've already told me that they will design. You know what I mean? Jason, I said, I'm sure nothing. Nobody's going to design around here until I get further information, until I satisfy myself, computers and so forth and so forth. And he said, well, he said, do you mind if I take the letters that I have prepared? That's what I'd like to prepare. He said, I'd like to prepare it so that in the event that I have to go to trial, it does not prejudice me. And then, you know, in that, I said, fine. I said, prepare me what you think your letter, your resignation should be, or whatever it is. So he's thinking in both terms, apparently. I'm just guessing. And I think that's all kind of proper, that he should have had a letter of that sort of thing. But I told him, as I said, as far as all matters are concerned, they told us last night, there's no question about resigning around here. He said, I've got better resignations in hand anytime I want. But this question is that you said. Wasn't that part of him saying that?
That's fine.
He doesn't give you any indication how it's going to flee. What is it?
No,
I said, when are you going to go? He says, well, my lawyers. But he also gets this again, John. Very interesting. That his lawyers think that his possible criminal liability is limited. You know, I mean, it's damn hard to prove. Now, maybe, he said basically, and then I see what is involved. supposed to, and that there were some discrepancies between what you had been told by Dean in your report, that there was somebody from the White House involved, which may still be true. But to say that I don't want to, I don't think it is gainless anything by pissing on the Dean report as such.
No.
What I mean is I would say that I was not satisfied that the Dean report was complete.
Ron has an interesting point.
Yeah.
Remember, you had John Dean go to Camp David.
I know.
And write it up.
Mm-hmm.
And he came down to the camp.
Right.
That's the tip-off. And right then you started to move.
That's right. You said you could not write it. And then you realized there was more to this than the fact that you had...
That's
how
do
I get credit for getting recruited?
Well, it's very simple. You took Dean off the case right then.
2 weeks ago.
Right. The end of March.
And put it in yourself.
Remember the letter you signed to me? 30th of March.
I signed it to you, yes.
Yes, sir. And it says, Dean's off of it. I want you to get into it, find out what the facts are, be prepared.
Why did I take Dean off? Because he was involved with Greg.
Well, there was a lot of stuff breaking in the papers, but at the same time,
the scenario is he told you he couldn't write a report, so obviously
right.
You had to take
right.
him off.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so then we start digging into it. And we went to San Clemente. While I was out there, I talked to a lot of people on the phone, talked to several witnesses in person, kept feeding information to you. And as soon as you saw that the dimensions of this thing, from the reports you were getting from the staff, who were digging into it, Moore, me, Garmin, others.
You brought Lynn Garmin, then Garmin. Yeah.
You began to move.
Yeah.
You began to move.
One of the biggest of all.
I've got
the right. So I had it. Right. And then?
And then it culminated last week
right.
in your decision. That Mitchell should be brought down here, Magruder should be brought in, Strong should be brought in.
Well, I say that we brought them all in.
I don't think he can. I don't think he can.
Name it by name. I say I brought a number of people in.
Had witnesses personally come to the White House.
I will not tell you why, because I don't want to prejudice their rights before they get
exactly. Right. But I heard enough that I was satisfied that it was time to precipitously move. I called the Attorney General over. Peterson.
Well, the Attorney General, actually, you made the call to him on Saturday.
Yes.
After you, but this is after you heard about the Magruder's record.
No, before.
Oh.
We didn't hear about that until about 3 o'clock that afternoon.
Well, why didn't you go before? This is very good now. How does that happen?
Well.
How do you know? Why wasn't you called him then? Well, John, you made the report.
Well, that's right.
Because John's report came out. Same place that Mitchell, where the Magruder report came. But my point is,
I called him to tell him that I had this information.
Yeah, but why was that? That was because we heard Magruder was going to talk.
No, we did it. I'll have to check my notes again.
No, we didn't know what Magruder was going to talk.
That's
Magruder
right.
Magruder was still agonizing on what he was going to do. But you remember you came in and said we got to tell him about it.
Well, let's see.
I'll tell you the reason for the hurry up in timing was that we learned that Hunt was going to testify on Monday afternoon.
Yeah. No, all right. Presence right. I didn't talk to Hunt. He never could get it.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to him until he got home from Burning Tree, which was the end of the day, and I had already talked to Magruder.
Right. But my point is, when did we decide we talked to Crankies? Before Magruder?
Oh, yes. I remember early in the morning, I said, I'll see these two fellows, but I've got to turn this over to the Attorney General. Mitchell and Magruder.
Because your conclusions were, yeah.
I mean, because I had this report, and I tried all day long to get the Attorney General, who was at the golf course, and got him as soon as he got home.
Report out sometime?
I'm not sure you do.
I would say it's just a record.
That's it.
It was not a formal report. It was a set of notes, perhaps.
Yeah, handwritten notes.
My handwritten notes.
Yeah.
I gave it.
There's 7 pages or 8 pages, plus all my notes of my interviews.
And then Magruder.